Last night I played a round of golf. In fact, played real bad. Fell in MGA wine into a place where bad golf tastes fine. MGA wine and beer. Golf played full of self-doubt and fear.
Welcome to the MGA Media Cast. This is episode number 7. I'm Willie.
And already.
I'm Willie, and I'm here with John and Mike. What's up, guys?
What's up? Glad to have that song back.
St. Lucia's Independence Day is so yesterday.
Nice fresh MGA wine.
Yeah, right back to the old school.
It's aged a little bit now.
Better. What's going on with you guys? Anything?
Not much, man.
I just went surfing today for the first time in about a year.
Nice.
Probably.
Nice.
And it was great. It was a really good time down at Pacifica. Got some good waves.
Sounds great. Really awesome.
Not golfing.
Would you say you're a mediocre surfer?
Yeah.
I'm absolutely a mediocre surfer.
All right. So you're a murfer.
I had no idea you were going to say that.
Yeah, what a shock. So me and John actually played. We this is twice in a row now. This is pretty amazing. I think it's going to be a common occurrence, though. Now we're going to start playing more often in between these podcasts, so we're going to actually have some stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. But we went out to Poplar on Saturday.
That was a great round.
It was a round.
No, it was great. It was very memorable. Especially, I liked
golf happened.
Yeah. By the time we got to let's start at the beginning. I call Poplar because it's not looking great up in the city.
So yeah,
I call Poplar.
We weren't planning to play.
Right. But it looked sunny down south, so I call him, and the guy says, well, it's windy and pretty cold, but it's not raining. So we head down there and get out of the car, and it's neither windy nor cold.
Yeah, it seemed totally fine.
Actually, the calmest it had ever been at Poplar Creek, and that held until, 4th tee box?
Yeah, something like that. It didn't take long.
When Hurricane Katrina showed up.
It was like totally fine. I was like, man, this is great. This is perfect golf weather. And then all of a sudden, like my
deluge.
Hand, I couldn't hold the fucking club anymore. Like, it was bad.
And by, I'd say, about the fifth and a half hole, we were the only ones left on the course.
Yeah, everyone was calling it quits. But, I mean, we'd already paid. We're not going anywhere, you know?
Right. We're very prudent.
John was there when you lose grip on the club, you can't, it's, even if you do hit it, sometimes it's like...
Well, you could see, like, the quality of golf went down the toilet, like, immediately. We weren't doing that badly.
Really,
We were doing... I mean, I was,
trying
like,
to hold on.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't playing great, but I was, like...
Literally.
You know,
trying to hold
I was
on.
Playing my normal game, mogeying just about every hole. And then, all of a sudden, the storm hit, and suddenly I couldn't make a putt. I couldn't hit a shot. It was, it was bad. Mm-hmm. I actually did something I don't normally do, and I broke a club out there. Pitching wedge.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's funny.
A strengthened steel club
can
be bent by a $39 plastic cart.
Yeah. Well, I had a series. The thing was, I looked back at my scorecard, and I was like, these aren't even bad scores. These, like, the holes were like, it was like a 6 and a 7. It wasn't like anything went crazy.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. It was a series of bad shots, and I just turned around, and I just swung down.
Yeah. It was like the Willie Dills version of the Hulk.
That thing was seriously bent, too. That was like a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, it was shocking. I didn't think I'd
Well, you
that
need
hard.
A new pitching wedge.
I'm thinking about getting all new shit.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking this might be a sign.
Yeah.
A sign that it's time to buy a bunch of new shit.
A self-induced sign.
From the gods of golf.
Yep. So, basically, I shot a 97. John shot a...
93.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, it was good. I don't really care about the weather. I just like to golf if I can every weekend. So, It was hell nice to get out there. And to quote Raj Soda, I think I did say this, too many sevens even for the MGA. That was my scorecard.
Yeah.
Raj.
We've quoted Raj saying that after a few tournaments.
Raj didn't say the kind of all right thing, but he is the original for the too many sevens, you know, the MGA.
That is all Raj.
One thing I wanted to say, though, Poplar has awesome hot dogs. I recommend you eat hot dog. Yeah, we went in because we wanted to dry out a little bit. I went to order a hot dog, and they were like, oh, we don't have pre-made hot dogs. So we ended up, like, sitting down.
The hot dogs
We have the gourmet grill you want.
Hot dogs take longer than the fillets.
Yeah. It was, like, 10 to 15 minutes for the hot dog, but then it came with, like, grilled onions on it and, like fries.
Grilled onions.
It was fucking amazing. It was so good. So, yeah, I would recommend everybody, when you go to Poplar, stop at...
and get a hot dog. Forget about golfing.
Get a dog. They actually
sit and eat hot dogs.
They have nice facilities there, I must say.
Poplar does have nice facilities.
What, the toilets are good?
Those are good, too, especially after a dog. The dog covered with grilled onions and, all the fixins. Sometimes you need good facilities after that. So let's go ahead and check out some...
You can't have any facilities.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. What have we started? All right, let's go ahead and check out some golf news. Okay, some golf news. Let's see. Tiger won...
Tiger won.
No way.
You know, we've done seven of these, and I think that's the first story on every turn.
It has been.
Because he's won, what is it now, seven in a row?
Well, okay, he's won six of seven is what
six
the
of
stats
seven?
I got. 16 out of his last 30 tournaments he's entered, he's won, which is
it's not bad.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's all right.
So John came over to Sarah's house, and we watched the game, or the... The game.
The
golf. Yeah, we watched the golf.
Him and Sink.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that one.
He didn't watch it?
I saw the replay of him having to make an eagle to beat him.
No. That was the first round against J.B. Holmes, which I just watched. They have a YouTube video.
Wasn't there a hole that...
His name is actually John Holmes.
Is it?
He changed it to
J.B. That's why it's J.B.?
Because
of the dude.
Yeah.
That dude. There's a YouTube video that you guys should check out.
Dude, doesn't he have a big wang?
There's a video you guys should go check out on YouTube.
No, I'm the golfer.
And it features all of Tiger Woods' putts that he made in a row to beat that guy in the first round.
Oh, there's just like a montage of sunk, and
it shows like the lead ups too. It shows like the announcers talking about what he's got to do. He's got to make this, and now he's unstoppable now. There's like one he had two putts to win it, and he just fucking sunk that thing. That was incredible.
And then afterwards, he said, "I was just trying to lag it. It just went in."
Yeah. Well, he started walking really early.
Whoops.
He started walking immediately after
My
he hit
bad.
It.
Yeah, made another.
Yeah. Oh,
good old time.
And then he actually, on Sunday, apparently he apologized. Because you remember, Sink made that eagle putt, like the only hole he won in like a long time. And then Tiger almost made his. It lipped out. Tiger came over and was like, "Sorry, man. I didn't mean to like steal your thunder." The one time
that was Holmes,
you had some thunder.
Yeah,
no, that was Sink.
Yeah,
that
Sink.
Was Sink, right?
Yeah, Holmes was the first match. Sink.
Yeah, that's the one.
You gotta watch
some
golf.
That's the one I was talking about. Sink.
Where
he had to make an eagle to beat him.
No, he didn't. Anyway.
No, he didn't. He beat him.
Moving.
He beat him up. 8 and 7. He was up like eight holes the entire match. He didn't have to do
on
anything.
On that one hole, he had to make an eagle to beat him.
No.
No, it would have halved it.
It would have halved the hole?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
eagle?
That would have... Yeah. No, that would have...
Wasn't Tiger's putt for eagle, too?
Yeah, it would have won the match, but he didn't need it by any stretch of the imagination.
He's talking about the Sink one.
No, the Sink one where he lipped out, that would have ended the match. Because they would have halved that hole, and it was already Dormy at that point.
Yeah. Okay. But Sink stayed in it by making his putt.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He had to make that fucking eagle to just to stay in it.
Woods now has won all three of the World Golf Championships that have happened recently. It's another one of those Tiger Slams. And there's some stats I found. So he's earned $19.8 million in only these World Golf Championship events. which is 25% of his career PGA Tour earnings and more than Tom Lehman has earned in his entire career.
Right. What were they? Were they? They were saying that put him somewhere on the career money list, like 30th or something. I mean, something ridiculous.
If you just take these wins, yeah, he would be on the career money list, like, yeah, in the top 40 or whatever it is. He's also won 15 times, which is as many victories as Fred Couples has his entire PGA Tour career. Wow. These guys are like, you know, Tom Lehman and Fred Couples are well-respected golfers.
Oh, yeah, man. And they've been around for a long time, so they have lots of wins and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, looking at these stories, too, one thing struck me, like, people are still thinking that there's some kind of debate about whether Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer ever. Like, they're like, oh, you know, everybody says he's the greatest. I'm like, you don't need to tell anybody that. Yeah. Like, there's no more debate.
Yeah.
Debate is over.
He's one of the greatest.
See, here we go again.
You can't say there's just a single greatest.
You can
say there's a greatest.
In this case, so you can say it.
He doesn't have as many wins as Sam Snead has.
Yeah, well, he will.
Give him,
until then, he's not the greatest golfer
ever. Give him 2 years.
Yeah, he is definitely the greatest golfer. And, you know, like you could say, like, I mean, Michael Jordan never scored 100 points in a game. Is he not the greatest basketball player? You know, I would say he is.
I don't know about, that's a pretty bold statement as well. Jordan is one of the greatest.
I
don't think you could just say there's one guy that's going to be better extremely.
True. I guess I could see that.
Every day than, you know, this guy.
Except Tiger.
Mike Bolin, not the greatest MGA-er.
I think
by
we
far.
Can say that.
One of the greatest. One of the greatest.
I'll agree with you. I'll agree with you on that one.
Okay, so moving on, Paula Creamer.
Love her.
Some people around here know something about Paula Creamer.
Wow, she's
Paula.
What? John. What was that again?
John's actually danced within the vicinity.
I have
Paula
danced
Creamer.
Within the vicinity.
Yep,
but. I was actually closer to Christina Kim, if anyone doesn't know what she looks like. Look up a picture of that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was trying to... Did you caddy?
I didn't.
No, he could have, right?
I could have.
He could have. But if you were caddying, there's no guarantees you were going to be closer to Paula.
I wouldn't have been caddying for Paula, but I might have been.
Pink Paula.
Yeah. The Pink Panther.
That's what they call her?
Yeah. That's what they call her.
Wow. All right.
And I didn't know this. She plays with a pink ball in the final round of tournaments.
I wonder if she has pink tees, too.
It's pink everywhere.
She probably has little pink tees,
pink
too.
Pink shaft.
That's pretty cool.
Pink ribbon
pink
in the
balls.
Hair. Pink balls.
Cute
pink
little
hat,
pink balls.
Pink dress.
Little socks. Pink panties.
Cotton.
So,
little pink parts on it.
So yeah, so it's kind of interesting.
and so, she won. All right.
You know what though?
She can golf.
Who do you think is hotter though? Do you think Natalie Gulbis is better looking?
No. I don't think so. I got to say that Creamer is the cream of the crop. As far as
I didn't see
goes.
That coming.
I had to say that.
I would say Gulbis is the Gulb of the crop.
actually, I'd say she is, too.
Polish that Gulb.
Natalie wear a lot of makeup because I look like a man, Biss.
She posed for like Playboy, didn't she?
I think yeah.
Like FHM.
Oh, okay.
But I think the LPGA should really start playing up this Natalie versus Paula.
Yeah.
And
hell yeah.
Have people pick sides. It's kind of like the whole Ginger and Marianne thing. I mean,
I think I'd be on
Paula clearly is
team
the more natural
pink.
One where Natalie is the dirty
whore.
a lot of people are into that. So
that's
it'd be interesting to see.
Maybe we should go ahead and start that here
she
on the beat
nice,
on the media
she got a
cast.
Nice little booty. Yeah. They you both know, have nice little booties.
Maybe we could start a Gulbis v. Creamer kind of debate, and we could get that going.
Well, next time someone calls in, we'll ask them.
Yeah, we'll get a vote going.
Question for the callers.
We could even smear one of them. We should just take sides. Actually, that's what we should do.
Well, you know what side I'm on.
You know what? I'm in between. I have to be neutral because I can't say that girls are hot because my girlfriend. But I like what Creamer's all about.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
I support her policies. I say we're all creamer over here, and we hate Gulbis.
I think it is. Yeah, Gulbis is just kind of annoying.
Fucking whore.
Yeah, dirty.
All right, so
we don't want to sway our listeners.
We love you, Natalie.
If you like Gulbis, that's cool.
You're just not a mediocre golfer.
Maybe somebody could tell us. Good. If you tell us why Gulbis is
good. You like Gulbis? You live in Salinas.
You probably can't read or write if you like Natalie Gulbis.
And how's Western Edition treat Gulbis fans?
You probably call it a wedge. A wedge.
I hear Gulbis smokes crack. I don't know. Did you guys hear
just
that?
Your words. Her words.
Yeah, her words. Yeah. Somebody's words, not mine. Damn it. Let's. I think that's enough golf moves.
Yeah.
Let's give some tips to the medios. Everybody loves tips, don't
Mips.
They?
All right.
So we give a new tip each week to make sure your game never gets above average. And this week the medios will be discussing wedges.
Ooh, all right.
Wedges.
This is, I'd say putting is like half your game. Wedges is like the second biggest chunk. You know what I mean? You use wedges all the time.
It's about a wedge size.
A wedge size slice?
Yeah, in a pie.
Cut. John, you got a tip
small
for us?
Small wedge
totally.
Cut.
Totally. What you want to do is you want to get a nice firm grip, you know, make sure you grip onto the band strongly so that when you yank upwards, there may be some tearing, you know, but okay. When you yank upwards on the underwear, it will just go straight up the ass.
Not a wedge.
I got nothing.
I take it you don't have a tip.
Oh, he doesn't have one? Well, mine was actually mine is kind of similar to his, but I'm actually talking about a wedge shot.
Okay.
You want to grip firmly, like you're going to strangle it. like you're so pissed off because you know you're going to chunk it anyways.
I'm familiar with gripping firmly.
And, yeah.
Continue.
And swing down at that thing like you're going to kill it.
Would you say don't follow through?
No follow through. Like, just stop it.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, so strangle it.
Just strangle it. And always think that you're going to chunk it.
Okay. These are good tips. John, we'll have to, maybe next week you can come back with an actual wedge tip. But I am going to use your wedgie tip next time I want to give somebody a swirly and a wedgie.
Yeah. Good.
So I have a tip. There's a bunch of different kinds of wedges. I recommend the use of one in particular. Use your lob wedge as often as possible.
It's a safe choice.
Everybody knows this is the best club in golf, especially if you need to get over hazards like water and sand. Now, the key is you're going to want a nice sliding action. So you want to tilt back on the follow through and really open that club face. Now, you don't want to hit down on the ball. So you want to concentrate on barely touching the underside of the ball. This is going to give you maximum float, which, as everyone knows, is the key to the great lob wedge shot. So, I mean, it's hard.
And always, when you're about to use it, tell all your friends that you're using a lob wedge.
Tell everybody, I'm pulling out the lob wedge.
Yeah, boys. Time for the lob wedge.
Watch this lob wedge
shot. I can hit it.
I've been hitting this really well recently. Yeah. Watch.
I have about three or four rounds.
You got to do this.
Three or four different rounds I can remember where literally I ruined the entire round by hitting my lob wedge.
Oh, yeah.
It's just in your bag laughing at you.
Yeah.
How the shortest club in there? Feels like a little stick when you pick it out of there. Like, my God, this thing is ridiculous.
So lob wedge. I'm after you, buddy. But you know, now that I've got these tips, I'm gonna put that thing back in the bag. Mm-hmm. Lob wedge 08.
Just remember to chunk it. Hopefully, it'll pop out of there.
Yeah, so you get some maximum float.
Sometimes it does.
John, you didn't tell us a joke last week.
Float. Oh well, Jake.
Jake filled
Jake
in for you.
Took care of
yeah, dude, the dry balls.
Are we gonna call Jake and see if he's got a tip for us? No, we're not going to call Jake to see if he's got a tip for us.
Why not?
I don't know. Why not? Because we are going to skip right on ahead. We're going to call Jake later, right?
Yep. That's right.
Okay. So let's go ahead and take a break. A word from our sponsor. Some political messages.
You know the feeling. Every guy's had it. You're unbeatable, unstoppable. You got that walking on water feeling. You look, they smile. You win, they go home. It's the feeling you get every day with the world's best shave, M3 Power. Every move is smooth. Every word is cool. I never want to lose that feeling.
Hillary Clinton, old. Barack Obama, old. John McCain, old. Mike Boland, brown hair. Willie Dills has blonde hair and is not old. He also hates terrorists. A vote for Boland is a vote for smelly armpits. Don't let America down, let America up. Vote Willie Dills in 08.
I'm Willie Dills and I love you.
Wow, that guy sounds like a great candidate.
I love
candidate.
You too, Willie. I love you too.
All right, so we're going to do WWMBD, and we're going to bring in a special guest here. I'm going to get Sarah on the line. Some of you may know Sarah as my girlfriend.
Mike, you can leave.
Mike, you can leave.
Oh.
Hello?
Vote Bowl 108.
Can you hear me, baby?
Yes, baby, I can hear you.
I don't think that's where it comes out, Willie.
Hold on, I got to figure out where sound comes out of my phone. Maybe. I'm not smart enough for this.
Mine was on the back.
Really?
Yeah.
On the back? Where do you think it's coming out of? Hey, what are you up to, baby? Sorry, let me make small talk while I feel like I'm
Okay, you figure that out real quick. I'm going to make a plug here. In case anyone forgot or everyone forgot.
Can you hear John, by the way, baby?
WWMBDO@gmail.com. WWMBDO@gmail.com to send in your What Would Mike Boland Do questions or situations.
That's how you're going to tell us what you want us to tell Mike Boland to do. All right. Did that make sense? Baby, talk some more.
Hello.
It is coming out the back, huh?
Yeah. How about down at the bottom on the back?
Wait, talk again?
There we go.
Game.
You're gonna play it.
Like fun.
You're gonna play it, baby. You're gonna play it with us right now.
Okay.
What were you up to just now when I called you?
I was talking to Liz and
about golf.
Pretty much.
Liz okay. sounds.
Pretty much
hot.
We were talking about golf.
Does Liz look anything like Paula Creamer?
I don't think she knows who Paula Creamer is.
Oh, too bad.
Baby, do you know who Paula Creamer is?
No, but I know who my kitty is.
Cool. You know, Kitty loves golf, by the way. Kitty is our cat, Sarah's cat and my cat. That motherfucker, he was born to be a golfer. I just think, you know, he never applied himself, so
never nurtured that talent.
So cute today. Can I tell you what Kitty was doing?
Sure, why not?
We took a nap together, me and Kitty, and he curled his little face up against my neck while we were napping, and then hit my neck. And he sucked on my neck, and I could see his little tongue licking inside of his teeth while he was sucking on my neck.
So my girlfriend's cheating on me with a cat.
That's what she's saying.
He thinks I'm his mama.
Wow, that's weird. Mm-hmm. Really weird. All right, baby, you ready to play WWMBD?
Okay.
First, I got to play the song, because everybody loves this song so
they
much.
Do.
All right, here we go.
What would Mike Boland do? And then I'm asking you, what would Mike Boland do? Just jump right in his shoes. What would Mike Boland do? Would he choose red or blue? C-3PO or R2-D2? Shaggy or Scooby-Doo? Zeppelin or the Who?
All right, it's time for What Would Mike Boland Do with our special guest, Sarah Chips. Sarah's been really into this game because we actually, before we started doing this game, we used to sit around and talk about what we thought Mike Boland might do.
Wow.
We like Mike Boland. Mike a lot, so we think about him a lot.
Sometimes we just...
Oh, that's nice.
Sometimes we think about what he might do in situations. Like, things will happen to me during the day. I'll be like, I wonder what Mike would have done. That's kind of like how this game started. What was that, baby?
We never consider what John might do.
No. It's pretty predictable what you will do.
Wow. I don't know what I would do.
That's not really... Really? You don't know what you're going to do right now, do you?
No.
Wow. Maybe we should start a new game.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do about what you guys just said.
Oh, yeah?
I guess that's why you don't play.
I know nothing. See?
I want to play the game.
What?
I want
to
play the game.
All right, Sarah wants to play the game. No more fucking around.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are Mike Bolin, and you are being recruited by two different gangs. These are like gangbanger gangs, right? Just... Sarah's like, I don't like this one already.
No, it's okay.
Okay, so one of the gangs is being led by Gandhi, and the other is being led by the Fonz. The initiation requires you to kill the leader of the opposing gang. Which gang would Mike choose?
Oh, he joins Gandhi's gang.
So you think he'd kill the Fonz?
I think this is going to be a problem for Mike because... I think, like, Gandhi doesn't believe in violence, and he's gonna talk about that a lot. And
this could take a while.
To talk about his answer, so okay. That's my projection.
Duly noted. But this is a Gandhi that's a leader of a gang, though. This is not normal Gandhi. This is badass Gandhi.
It's Gandhi,
yeah. But it's like the Gandhi, like, in the world I would like to live in. So, baby, are you...
I do that with Mike, but I guarantee you, you will get nowhere.
Okay, I that's true.
We got another call-in guest.
Yeah. Okay, this is about to get crazy in here. Jake is calling in right now, baby. Do you know Jake?
No, I don't know Jake.
Oh, here he is.
Hey, Jake, you're on the MedioCast.
Sweet.
Okay, Jake's here on the MedioCast.
We actually have two call-ins right now, Jake. It's you and Sarah Chips.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to beat Jake in this
game. Sarah wants to beat you in the game.
And what's cool is you can't hear each other.
Yeah, you guys can't hear each other.
That's amazing.
So make sure, like, one of us talks to you before you talk. I guess we'll have to do it that way.
All right, so let me set up the situation here for Jake real quick. Jake, the question is... you're being recruited by two rival gangs. One is led by Gandhi, and the other is led by the Fonz. And the initiation is you have to kill the opposing leader. So which gang would Mike Bolin join?
Let's see.
And you can't say that Mike turns into a wolf.
Right.
Right. I'm going to go with he would join... the gang of the Fonz.
Okay, so he's going to kill Gandhi.
Yeah, he's going to kill Gandhi.
All right.
Mainly because he's not really that religious or peaceful, and he could probably have more of an opportunity to play the guitar in the Fonz's gang.
Okay.
Good point.
True. So Sarah says she's going to win the game now. This is good because these guys actually chose different answers. It would have sucked if you guys both chose the same thing.
Well, we basically get a 50-50 on this one.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and go with Gandhi's gang, and he's gonna murder the Fonz.
Thank you for being on my side, baby.
Me and you, baby. It's me and you.
Well, screw you guys. Me and Jake are going with the Fonz. Gandhi. Yeah. Gandhi's a dead man.
You and your man partner over there. Yeah, you guys are fantastic. Nice one, baby. Yeah.
We could ask Man Landers this one for sure.
Yeah, Man Landers coming up actually right after this. But let's go ahead and bring Mike in. I'm really curious. He's going to talk for a long time about this, isn't he?
He really is.
All right, hold on.
Hey, Mike.
Okay. I think he should be on his way now. So, Jake, what are you up to?
Oh, not much. Just kind of doing stuff.
Cool.
That's not real exciting.
Hookers
and coke.
But mainly it deals with a lot of cocaine and a lot of toilet seats.
don't want you hanging out with Jake.
And hookers.
Okay, I won't hang out with Jake anymore, baby.
Okay. I've got a joke for Mike.
Yeah, Jake's got to tell a joke.
Okay, Mike's here. Let's do the joke first.
Let's hear that joke.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, are you ready? No, not yet.
No preemptive laughing.
We're ready.
I thought that was it.
Okay. So a golf club walks into a bar and orders a pint of beer, and the bartender says, "I can't serve you." And the golf club goes, "Why not?" And the bartender says, "Because you're going to be driving later."
All right. Wow.
You could barely get through that one.
That was a great joke.
It was so hilarious.
Baby, I'm going to tell you that joke later, okay?
No, I'll listen to it. All right.
Oh, yeah, you'll hear it on the Medio cast. Yeah. That's true. I was going to tell it to you later in bed, though.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Is that Medio talk?
Yeah. This is how we talk dirty to each other.
Milo talk.
Baby, I'm going to tell you a joke. All right. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Mike, you are being recruited by two rival gangs. One is led by Gandhi, and the other is led by the Fonz.
The Fonz.
The initiation requires you to kill the leader of the opposing gang. Which gang do you choose?
All right.
By the way, where did I come up with this one?
I'm not sure.
Gandhi?
Sometimes
it's a little weird.
I'm a little mantastic today.
Dude. Gandhi is a leader of a gang?
Yes. I just told you that.
And the Fonz?
And the Fonz.
The Fonz.
The Fonz.
Mike has a weird accent.
From the mediocre version of
the Fonz.
The mediocre version of Happy Days with the Fonz.
The Fonz. All right,
so who do you choose?
I got to go with the Fonz.
Whoa.
Boom,
baby.
I can't believe it, baby.
Come on.
Even with all of our conversations about what would
Gotta
Mike Bolin do, we didn't get it right this time.
Nice work, Jake.
The Fonz.
Yeah. Wow, Jake.
Who picked the Fonz?
Why would he choose the Fonz?
He's not as cool as I thought he was.
Why would you choose the Fonz, Mike?
The Fonz? Because he's an American.
Okay.
God, come on.
Yeah.
You know what this
Mike's
is?
Mike's not killing an American.
You know what this is? This is his political answer because Bolin 08.
Oh, it's all about votes.
Exactly.
Good, smart move.
Vote Bolin 08.
Fuck that. Dills 08. All right. John's on the fence for now.
Yeah, I'm on the fence.
We'll see. Things may change.
But I think we know who won this.
Yeah, so it's 3-2, though, in the John versus Willie.
Is it?
I'm still ahead.
Oh,
I can't
whatever.
He's gonna kill Gandhi.
I know. Can you believe Mike's gonna kill Gandhi? Mike, you just said you were gonna kill Gandhi. Do you realize the ramifications of killing Gandhi?
Is it? Well, go Fox. No, I won't.
He doesn't want to change it.
No, it's over, baby.
Did Gandhi wear diapers?
It's over, baby. We lost.
No.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not a
wow.
loser.
I know, baby.
I'm a bad loser. And next time, Mike, he's going to get it.
Mike, you're going to get it.
Gosh. It's called What Would Mike Bolin Do? Sarah Do?
All right. Well,
does anybody want to stick around for Man Landers, or you guys want to get back to whatever boring ass shit you were doing?
She was actually probably reading a book about Gandhi or something. Uh-oh.
The womanly advice you'll give won't be well received?
Yeah.
Probably. Probably because we just like to tell 12-year-old girls to have sex with men and things like that on this show.
I'm pretty sure that the correct advice answer is going to be pick up golf. So,
wow, you've listened to this show before, haven't you?
No.
All right, well, you'll have to listen and find out.
It's take up golf.
All right, baby. I'll call you later, okay?
Kiss.
I love you, baby.
We love you too, Sarah.
You going to stick around for Man Landers or get back to your boring stuff?
I think I'll probably just wait for Man Landers to come out in the next couple days.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, Jake. Talk to you later, man.
Bye.
Later. Wow, we had two. That was amazing.
I miss you, Jake. I miss you. Okay, so that was kind of hectic and crazy and hard to keep track of, but yeah. I think the world is a better place now. What do you think?
It's like,
without Gandhi, like, hell yeah.
Yeah, now that Gandhi's gone. Woo!
Way to go, John. Fonz?
Boy.
You picked the Fonz?
That was a close one. That Gandhi guy wanted to, like, never mind. I was going to say something that was actually going to be really bad. So, I'm starting to find ways to stop myself these days. So, before we do Man Landers, let's find out what's going on with our guys. What do you say?
All right.
Who's the best? Jared Lyle.
Simon Robinson.
Benoit Biser. My guy.
All right. This is my guy. I have a lead in. Hold on. Golf is a hard sport to break into. We each picked a guy trying to do just that. John's guy is Jared Lyle. Mike's guy is Simon Robinson. And my guy is Benoit Biser. Who will make the PGA Tour first? Who cares? We do. So, what's going on with your guys?
Not Simon Robinson.
Simon Robinson, far from the PGA.
He didn't make the cut again.
Maybe on his way to the MGA.
I know, right? Seriously. Could be. It was the Beach Winter Tournament, number 6, Sandpiper Golf Club.
What did he shoot?
72 and a 71. Pretty respectable scores as far as, you know, golf goes. But
dude, he's penalized for the year.
He would have to be like 3 or 4 strokes below that, but 2 times, you know? Okay. So to make the cut, so it's just, you know, it's not.
Yeah, so he's not doing it right now. But he's your guy, man.
He's my guy.
He's your guy.
I mean,
stick with him.
Yeah.
He had a combined 2-day score of 143, which is one less than his last score. He had 144, but obviously you need a lot better than that.
I think you need to get in contact with Cy-Rob, dude.
Yep. Yeah.
Cy-Rob needs your help.
He needs more of my blood.
Yeah. Well, maybe he just needs some words of encouragement. You ever think of that?
The thing is, of God, all of our guys, we definitely have the best odds of getting Cy-Rob to do a call-in interview.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, get on that.
Is he? Yeah. Is he English?
He's from Hartlepool, England, but I think he lives in Florida.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken.
We got to get that motherfucker to call in.
Yeah, that'll lend us some credibility, an English accent on the show.
Hell yeah! You know the English are the worst golfers, the most mediocre golfers.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get him on the show.
Colin Montgomery.
They smell like cheese. Did you know that?
Okay, well, now he won't come on the nice one.
Well, no, like good cheese. Like
I like cheese.
Oh, expensive cheese. Yeah. Okay.
Stinky.
So anything going on with Lyle and the Lyle file? So,
of course. I was just waiting to let you guys get your shit golfers out of the way.
oh, man.
Dude, I don't know if that's it.
Sorry, but
I'm going to start sending Lyle like
hate mail?
Little voodoo dolls and stuff with Lyle written on it.
Okay. That's not how voodoo dolls work, but
that's how mine work. It's going to have a big pin through it, right through the head.
So, Lyle, he was kind of mired in mediocrity during the early rounds of the Munoz Classic, but as usual, comes on strong, tied for 5th, still number one on the money list for a nationwide tour.
Nice.
At $172,159.
That's how much he's made all year?
That's what he's made this year on the nation.
How many tournaments is that?
I don't know.
It doesn't say.
I think three.
Three?
Actually.
Okay. Yeah. That's not bad for
So, yeah, Lyle's got it. He's got a month off before the next tournament, which he will no doubt fill with beer drinking and merrymaking.
I like it.
Yep.
With his dad?
With his dad.
With his drunk-ass dad?
Yep.
We used to have a song that we used to sing, me and the guys in my band, called Drunk Dad, when Chet became a dad. It was a really good song.
Cool.
Drunk Dad, yeah. Drunk dads are the best for their friends, anyway. Not necessarily for their children.
Yeah.
My guy did not play, so no news on that front. But I'm sure he got laid.
Benoit, I didn't play.
He's probably leading that category.
My dude gets laid, ladies. So that's it. That's what's going on with our guys, huh?
With
that's
our right. guys.
I can't wait for one of our guys to actually break into the PGA.
Dude, Jared, guaranteed.
I know it's going to happen this year.
I bet he gets in at least one event this year.
If he gets into an event and it's like not that far away.
Oh, we're going.
Road trip, baby.
Yeah. We should probably get in touch with him before he he gets too big.
Go check Jared out.
Is there like a, can you leave messages on the Lyle file? Do you know?
Support Jared. Let's see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can send him, you can send him words of encouragement, right?
Yeah.
I think we should just start sending him like constantly, every day, like 4 or 5 times a day.
Dude, if we send him anything, it's going to be the only message he gets.
I guarantee.
I don't think we'll have to send him 4 or 5.
Dude, why aren't we doing that?
Jared does not like spam. They waste time like water hazards.
What?
By selecting yes, you agree not to send Jared spam.
Dude, wow.
We don't spam, so.
Jared is not for spam.
Although we did just get somebody to ask us to take him off of our mailing list.
That's true.
Who was that?
Brad Brooks.
Yeah. So now everybody
email Brad Brooks. Here's his email address.
Who's Brad Brooks?
I want all the medias out there to email Brad Brooks at least once a day.
Who
knows? The next couple weeks.
Oh, he's got his own website.
Who?
Brad Brooks.
No way.
Looking it up.
Yeah. Brad-Brooks.com.
I'm going to that motherfucker's house right now. Okay, so let's move on and let's ask Man Lander something.
Oh.
What should I do?
Ask Man Lander.
All right, dear MGA Mediocast, there seems to be an awful lot of women exposing themselves on the internet in graphic sexual fashion. My wife says that men degrade themselves by looking at them. My question to you, what is more degrading, looking at them or women exposing themselves? And this is from Wandering in Pialup Wash. I don't know what the fuck that is, but...
How old is this person?
I don't have an age.
13.
Yeah. I don't have an age. This is from a man, though.
The exact question is...
His wife says that men degrade themselves by looking at these pictures. He's talking about women exposing themselves, I think, in, like, MySpace and things like that. I don't think he's talking about porn.
Oh, so they're talking about, like, the little video cameras where they...
Yeah, like the...
dance in front of it with their bra on.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like, but
sticking
yeah.
their booty out.
But, you know, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You look at MySpace pictures of girls, and it's like... Like the it's a picture of them with like the skimpiest outfit they've wore all year, like when they went out to the club on Halloween.
Where
they were
looking hot, and they're like, "Oh, look hot! I'm gonna put
and
this.
Nice.
I'm gonna put this on my MySpace because it looked good."
And that's the front page of their MySpace. Yeah,
I think anybody that has any problem with that is probably just jealous.
I wonder if Paula has a MySpace.
I'm sure she does, dude. She probably has like 12 or 13 of them. My thoughts is that this is not degrading at all. If you want to put the fucking picture up, just put it up and what the fuck. Who cares?
Yep.
Women, I mean, even pornography itself, like, is not really degrading. Sometimes it can be if, like, the people are, like, not doing it because they want to do it, but doing it because, like, they're being kind of forced or whatever. Yep. Like, that kind of shit is. But
yeah, it's a little bit weird.
Porn stars are... fucking porn stars, and they know what they're doing. They know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Right. No, I think people that think things are like that or degrading are just very, very bored.
Yeah.
And looking for things to bitch about.
Uptight, bored.
There's always somebody that has to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
You go,
this
girlfriend.
This is the United States of America.
Yeah,
the Bolin 08 campaign.
Yeah,
is all about being liberal.
Well,
in that sense.
But if you also want to vote for a smelly armpit, but if you want to vote for a guy,
accept smelly armpit.
If you want to vote for a guy,
if you have smelly armpits, you're all right by me.
A vote for Dills is a vote for clean, well shaven armpits, and bleached. Down there areas of porn stars. We like that kind of stuff over here. Dills 08 camp. But yeah, I mean, dude, fucking, I think the internet needs more porn. More porn clad women.
The internet just like, it's like 98% porn and then like there's a little bit of extra.
It's 98%
stuff.
If you type in like fuckme.com.
Yeah, but
if
you like boobs.
I don't like constantly find porn when I'm trying to like, you know, research golf. So
yeah, it doesn't come up on that shit. But if you click something else there, and then probably the next, there's probably.
Did you guys ever go to whitehouse.com? Did you hear about that?
Whitehouse.com.
No.
Whitehouse.com used to take you to a porn site because whitehouse.gov was like the government White House site.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
But anyway, porn good. Worrying about porn, bad.
Bad. Don't even wait. It's like this person is wasting all their energy bitching about this. You know what?
Yeah.
I got some advice for you. I waste my time bitching about a lot of stupid shit. I can tell you.
No way.
It's a waste of breath.
No way. You don't do that.
I do.
All right. I'm going to give this guy some advice. Divorce your wife and take up golf.
That's good advice.
I think it's great advice.
It doesn't have to be naked golf. You don't have to go totally on
Don't
the other
degrade
side.
Yourself out there. Just golf.
Just
it's
go
cool, golf. Man. It's cool.
It can be degradating in other ways.
Degradating?
Degradating.
Degradating.
Speaking of scantily clad women on the internet, let's go ahead and talk about our MySpace friend of the week, which is the Golf Cadets.
The Cadets.
The Golf Cadets.
We love you, Cadets.
Now, this is one of our first friends that we had on our MySpace. Mm. They are based in San Diego. I don't know too much about them because I've never used them. But apparently what they do for you is you will go to a golf course and you will hire one of these lovely ladies to drive your golf cart around.
One of these lovely cadets.
I don't know if they do anything else but drive your cart around and wear not much.
Yeah, they have these very sexy like
really,
golf outfits on.
Mm-hmm.
They just drive the cart?
I think that's all they do. I would like it if they would like actually try to read my putts and like all that shit.
I know.
But
and hold my balls.
You gotta
golf balls.
Keep my balls dry. But they like okay. When you read what the thing it says, looking for girls who want to make easy money while driving golf carts around. So I mean, it doesn't say anything in there about the qualifications.
Dude, they're buy one buy one get the second 50% off.
I know. I love that.
Oh, that's great.
Hookers should have that kind of deal.
I know.
You need a promo code, though.
Promo code. Oh, but we got it right here.
Okay, the funny thing about this was the first time I went to this site on the front page with all the girls that they have on the front was a girl that I knew.
Really?
Yeah. A girl that I didn't actually like. She was just a friend of mine, but a girl that I'd met like a while back, and then she was a golf cadet, and I was like, oh, man, that's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
But I wonder if Sarah's going to think that's funny.
Sarah's going to. Don't worry, baby. Yeah. Nothing happened.
Dude, nojoke.com is on.
I know. Did you see that? They left him a message. Yo, Golf August Cadets, 30. Thanks for the ad. Hey. Try out my shitty little product.
Jeez. Try out our Red Bull shotgunning thing.
Shotgun a Red Bull.
I love how
everybody likes to do that.
He's covering up with his hand.
Sorry, no joke.
So it doesn't say Red Bull.
I don't mean to be so harsh. I don't mean to be so harsh, but
we're only harsh on you because we love you.
we think your product is terrible.
Do so much better.
Yeah. Well,
it's like a father-son relationship, Willie.
Here's the thing about Golf Cadets. They haven't stolen a thing from the MGA, and I commend them on that.
Yeah, that's yeah.
It takes balls not to steal from us because we come up with a lot of really great ideas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Looking at these girls, they don't have to steal anything from anybody. They're all looking pretty good.
One thing about the Golf Cadets that gives me an idea is MGA calendar. Looking at these chicks, the men of the MGA.
Yeah. Just my douchebag invitational champion jacket.
I want.
Oh, God.
That would be awful.
Terrible visual. Everyone for those at home, it's a members only jacket that stops just below the navel.
How about not that, and how about fully clothed and like just pictures of all of us?
Pose.
Yeah, in a golf pose.
All right, imagine me with my jacket and then fully clothed
and regular clothes under it. Yeah, pants. That sounds good.
Perfect. Pants and underwear.
That's something I can get behind. So. I don't know. Medios out there? Do you guys? Yeah. Anybody want to get in on that?
Yeah.
I'll shoot it.
Those are. You know what?
We got some good looking guys out there.
Think
gotta say.
Well, we have guys.
iPhoto. I think it's pretty damn easy to make.
Oh yeah, it's not hard at all.
Yeah. So we might have to do this.
And it'd be something we could just print one if you want it. Yep. And,
if we're not going to get you,
actually, yeah,
we're
going to
get you anyways because we're just going to steal a picture from something else and put you on somebody else's body.
Yeah. If you ever played in a Stanley Cup, you are findable on Google and we will put you in our calendar.
True.
Larry Murphy.
I don't know. I think, I think I want to shoot it though. I want to get out there. I want my camera. I want my lighting. I want my makeup team. I mean, I want to be right. Like, I want to be like running out of light.
We're running out of light.
Yeah.
John, God,
what are you doing? Here? We're running out of light. It'll be like 8 a.m. We are running out of light.
Like, I'll get more natty light.
I need more light.
Out.
I need more light.
I'll be shooting Tommy. I'll be like, Tommy, no, this will be real classy, okay? What do you think about just taking this down a little bit? How about, okay, just unzip this. No, real classy, though. Real
classy.
No,
that's too much.
You have nothing to worry about.
Now, you're looking hooker here.
Now, let's try one without the shirt. Yeah, this
we're looking pinup model. We want to look more like runway model.
Dude, I'm all about it. We are shooting a fucking calendar. All
right.
It is on. Yeah. It is on till the break of dawn.
Yeah.
I think we're done here. Anything else you guys want to say?
No, except for I'm going to look hot in that, in that calendar, baby.
I'd like to send everyone to realmga.com, realmga.com.
It's actually up.
The new site is up. And it's looking pretty good. It's almost done. I've got player profiles from quite a few people who wanted to be on the site. So
including Morley and Bolin.
Naturally. And yeah.
And me.
Just and greats.
Take
like
a look
deals.
At the site. You're going to be able to sign up for tournaments online now.
Yes.
There's a form on the tournament page, so check it out.
This will either make our life much easier or much more difficult, but... It's going to be awesome. I really think the site looks great. You did a lot of good work on that, John. So
thank you. Yeah.
Everybody go check that
kudos,
out.
Kudos.
Everybody go check that out and go check us out on iTunes. If you don't subscribe to us, please do. And also, take a little page out of Mike Bolin's sister's book and go to Everybody You Know's iTunes and subscribe to us there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly. Free to do.
Yeah. It's free. It's free. Right now, if you search golf and podcasts, we come up number 61. We are the 61st most popular podcast about golf, apparently.
Ah.
Yeah. We actually beat somebody, a couple people.
Really?
And we are the only one with an explicit tag, so fuck yeah.
Yeah. Word.
Motherfucking titty sucking balls, bitch. Fucking a-hole.
I know.
All right.
Cool.
I just don't want to lose my explicit tag, dude. It's separate if you see it. it really stands out.
That's stands true. Out. Yep. Everyone be like, wow.
Because it's a red.
Which one is that?
That motherfucker is red.
God fucking damn it.
All right. So, suck my balls I and I'll see you guys
It's
next
hard for
time.
Me to do it without just like.
Yeah. You gotta just get yeah, into it,
I know,
dude.
I know,
you gotta just
I know,
suck my
I know,
balls.
I know.
Lick my ass crack. All right, see you guys next time on the MJ MedioCast.
Wait, ass
later.
Crack? I don't know if you're allowed to say ass crack or not.
You are.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.